Good morning, dear listener. It's James here, and it's the 29th of September 2010, and I'm at work, just taking 5 minutes out while a colleague makes my cup of tea, very kind of them, and one of my computers reboots. Thank you very much, Andy, for the good wishes about the presentation yesterday. Well, it happened, and I got through it, and I survived. I threw myself at it with the usual zest and energy I have. It was a very basic presentation, and it's amazing how quickly, as I'm sure you know, 10 minutes can whiz past, especially when one is talking about a subject one kind of knows about. Basically, I work as a broadcast specialist, so I deal with sort of IT-based playout systems for radio stations, and there are lots of changes coming up, nothing revolutionary, but just very sort of... It's interesting, actually, that you mentioned that, I love that you were citing the advert where some bloke was digging a hole and some other people said, oh, while you're there, I'll take a look as well, I'll do some work. And I think with the huge amount of information that's whizzing around the internet, curating it all is the biggest challenge we face. And sort of being there and getting the best sense out of it and getting the most out of shared experiences, information is key. And it brings me on to the big talking point that I've heard in sort of formal podcasts recently is this whole Facebook movie and how it's developing a community, but it's not a community of action. It's a community of kind of almost a stalking community. And although there have been some amazing things that have come out of Facebook campaigns and things like that, I mean, the Rage Against the Machine number one thing is a fine example of that as a protest against the lowest common denominator pop stuff. I think there is there is something needed to be able to bring all these systems together, and it's no small task. I mean, computers are a bit more and more powerful. Networks are more and more comprehensive, but it still requires some degree of not just IT engineering, but social engineering to be able to achieve what we need to achieve. And again, FreeCycle is a perfect example of that as well. Already, as we know, it's been sort of split out into Freegal, and Ruth was making the point that there's no real easy way to be able to get this stuff done. Certainly not without, again, letting go of the privacy. And so there are some dilemmas which are being faced and a huge number of challenges. And I feel that we've got the tools to be able to cope with them and address them, but we haven't got the right way of doing it. And it's funny that Simon Toome was mentioning that, you know, we're talking about very middle class sort of, and that's not in a derogatory sense at all, I'm sure. It's like we're kind of... What's the word I like to use? I've got a problem thinking of words at the moment. Not illuminated. But kind of like we've got enlightened people who've got an idea of how the world works, and we know how the world could work and the benefits that all these things can have. But not quite there with the best way to develop a community to be able to achieve it. I've had too many biscuits this morning. I went on my way to work, I popped into Sainsbury's and bought some very cheap ginger snaps, and I have to admit to having eaten all of them. That's completely aside. Oh, one more thing, moving on to a previous discussion, I don't know how we do that, but this automatic number plate recognition thing, there's a really interesting article on the Register, which is a fantastic website. How on earth the journalists managed to get such insight so quickly is remarkable. If you type average speed cameras, data protection average speed cameras into Google, there's a very interesting Register article, which is actually very recently written. It was written in late August, which goes into the details of what they're planning on doing. Not least getting rid of these point and shoot cameras and installing more of the wired up ones. And they will be doing this sort of... not so much the stolen vehicles, but certainly the vehicles that should be allowed onto the road. It's a long and interesting article, well worth a read. Anyway, that's about it for my ramblings this morning. I'm glad to say that the interview went okay, and I'll find out whether or not I've got the job in the next couple of days. It's a hell of a decision, this whole thing, because when you're comfortable doing what you're doing, it's fine. But there are opportunities that are open to you. You don't know whether you're jumping out of the frying pan or whether better things will come of it. Anyway, I shall leave it there and go and see if my tea's ready. Have a lovely day.